This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's one thing if you leave in free agency and you sign somewhere else, but it's another thing if you're traded. Just because, you know, a trade is a trade. It's usually you're acquiring some type of asset in return, which you're trying to get, but you're also saying, like, we don't need your services anymore. Mm-hmm. And that there's no way a player doesn't think about that in the back of their mind when they're going up against their former team. And I thought LT did a great job of channeling it last night, because he's a really fiery competitor, as you guys will come to find out. Like, he's chirping our guys in practices. If he makes a save, he's got some emotion and animation to him, which is great. I love his fire. And then when it gets to the game in that situation, you know, you can be a little bit worried that is he going to be able to, you know, just be under control and calm when he's trying to make his saves and going through his progressions. And I thought he did a tremendous job of that last night, of staying in the moment and doing what he needed to do, and made some big saves and in timely moments for us to hold on to that lead.
All right, so last week, Coach Carbs, you said the offense was going to be a work in progress, and it's going to be a season-long thing. Two games in, have you liked what you've seen out of your offense?
Yeah, we're doing a way better job. I mean, we still can – I think there's areas that we can continue to grow and get better at, but overall, especially last night, like one of our better games, I would say offensively over the last – you know, year and two games that I've been here, from expected goals against a really good team. Like, they're as good, they're right up there, top five, whatever you want to put them at, in the National Hockey League with all the Floridas, the Edmontons, the top teams in the league. So to be able to do that offensively against them, control play, ozone time, scoring chances, shot attempt shots, all those offensive metrics that we're trying to improve was a really, really good step. So, you know, we'll still early, but we want to just continue to build on that and replicate that, you know, tomorrow night against Dallas.
So as fans, we got to see Jacob Verana as a young player from 2016 all the way till 2021. And then he's kind of bounced around since Detroit, St. Louis, back here. How does he compare now versus what we saw 5 years ago? Is he the same type of player?
Yeah, same type of player. I think, you know, he's had some dips in his career, and I think he's just trying to build back to becoming that player that he once was, with his speed, shot, confidence. And there's a lot that goes into it mentally and physically, but he's the same player. He's got that, exactly what he showed last night. He's got an elite level shot at this, in this league, and he can beat goalies clean like he did last night. He's got great speed, great offensive instinct. So that stuff hasn't changed. It's a matter of just confidence, opportunity, his defensive detail getting better, and continuing to make sure that it's not becoming a liability to where the offensive doesn't outweigh his defensive game. So the player is definitely the same. Now we'll just try to keep building on getting him back to the player that he once was in the organization.
Coach, after the first game against the Devils on Saturday, what did you want to kind of tighten up in practice heading into the Golden Knights game?
We had a bunch of stuff we worked on technically, like X's and O's, a little bit of like protecting the net front, stopping in the defenses, like boring stuff. You guys don't want to hear about that.
No, I like it. I like the geeky X's and O's stuff. I do.
We talked about it, showed some film, went to work on it. But the biggest thing for me was, above all else, like, I thought we were okay from a competitive standpoint, a work standpoint. I thought we were okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't think we didn't go out and work and didn't go out and compete. I thought we did. But we need to be at another level when it comes to that. Competitiveness on the puck, winning 50-50s, winning body position, not even if the puck's available, like winning interior position offensively, and then defending, keeping guys out of our net front and winning that one. And I thought we left a lot on the table against New Jersey, and that has to be an MO of our team. And it was last year, and it will be again this year, but we really needed to say, all right, listen, like this, what the X's and O's are one thing and they're important, but we better come out here and it should be noticeable when Vegas leaves the building tonight that holy, that Caps team, they work and compete in every situation. I thought we were way better than that, just overall competitiveness.
Mm-hmm. Joined by Caps head coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. So Ovi gets two assists last night. He becomes the sixth player in NHL history with at least 700 goals and 700 helpers in his career. And that list is absurd. Gordie Howe, Phil Esposito, Marcel Dion, Wayne Gretzky, Jaromir Jagr. So, I mean, just elite company. But I wanted to throw in another stat for Ovi that I think gets slept on by a lot of people. His hits. He had six more hits last night. He's third all-time in NHL history with 3,647 hits. And he's doing this at, you know, in his late 30s, where the scoring is obviously still there and the assists are there, but the physicality for him is still, you know, front and center, which is pretty amazing at this point in his career.
Oh yeah, he was a man on a mission last night in a bunch of different departments, shooting the puck. Like he was back. He had a couple of one-timers from his spot that just missed, and he got all of them and was around the puck, moving his feet, physical, like you just touched on. Really, really happy with his game last night. He made a couple really, really good plays. Not only to set up the goal, but to keep some pucks alive. And then the forecheck pressure and him going through bodies is, you're right, it does get overlooked. And the guy at 39 to just be throwing, and he was doing that in the first game too, like barreling over guys left, right, and center, which is, that just goes to show you his competitive nature. Like he's not taking shifts off when it comes to physicality.
Coach, take us through the tweak of his position where you're playing him at right wing instead of his standard left wing. What went into that?
Yeah, it's more a product of, we have a bunch of left shot wingers. So Protoss is a left shot, McMichael is a left shot, Mangiapane is a left shot, Verana is a left shot. So usually what they call their strong side is them left shots usually, more times than not, play the left side. Right shots play the right shot. Ovi has always played his off wing, they call it. And, you know, partly because it puts your stick to the inside. So for shooters, some shooters play their offside because it gets your mm-hmm. stick. As a righty, you come down the left wing, your stick's to the inside. It's a better shooting angle.
Mm-hmm.
So the purpose behind that is just for, it's more so for our lineup to help some guys get them on their onsides. Mangiapane, usually guys are better on their strong side, meaning lefty on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to move someone over to the right side when O plays the left. Am I making any sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it just puts some guys in some tough spots. So talking to him, it's not a huge adjustment because guys end up on the left and right side throughout their shifts and that, but I think to start some of our wingers that like Protoss on the left side, Mangiapane back on the left side, I think that can help their game. And O playing the right side, I don't think it's a huge adjustment. It, you know, gets him on his strong side, a little bit easier for him to make some plays on his forehand as opposed to on your left side when he's a righty over there. He's got to make everything on his backhand, which is just a little bit more difficult of a play and harder to get as much velocity on your pucks when you're on your backhand.
So, Coach, on a personal level, it is spooky season, Cakes likes to call it.
Yeah, it's very spooky.
Halloween is coming up. I took a look at your schedule ahead. You guys play on Halloween, but you're home, I think, that Tuesday and that Thursday. What's the Carberry family doing? Are you dressing up at any point? What's going on there?
He's above that.
No,
he's not dressing up.
No, he's not. He dressed up last year.
I'm not going to give you guys the costume, but I am dressing up. Yeah. My house right now is... is like the Addams Family house. Like it is. There's a lot of stuff going on. and we are. We will have a get together. Halloween is a big holiday at our house, and so I'll send you guys some pics. It's going to be decked out.
Nice. Okay. Do you? All right. For my kid, Halloween. She's seven. It's like the Super Bowl, so we've already been to the Spirit Halloween store three or four times. Do you do that?
Oh yeah, I want to say my wife's probably been 10 times. Like it's.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we have stuff showing up in my house every day that I'm just like shaking my. I just walk away.
Right. Coach, do you have any great memories as a kid of Halloween?
Oh yeah, I loved Halloween. Growing up in Canada was huge. It was more. When I was, it was like a lot of fireworks related Halloween in Canada, which like firecrackers and all that stuff, which isn't great as a young kid. But
no,
that was
it's not.
A big part.
I almost blew my finger off the one as a kid. It's, stay away.
Stay away.
Coach Carnes, are you a big scary movie guy? Spooky movie season?
I'm not so much. I'll watch them, but I'm not hunting out, you know, like the Freddy Krueger, all those, yeah.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, how does it work? You have two young kids. I don't know the exact ages. Are they like 8 and 6, 12, 9 and 7?
12 and 10.
Oh, they're 12 and 10.
Yeah.
Are you knee deep in their sports and their activities?
So I'll tell you this. My son plays youth hockey, triple A, so he's out. They're actually on an airplane on Halloween coming back from Chicago.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So they've got a whole elaborate plan, actually on the day, on the 31st, of handing out candy down the aisle on the airplane, this whole thing.
Mm. Very cool. All right, Coach, always a pleasure talking. Congrats on the first win of the season. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, appreciate it, guys. Have a great week.
Of course, thank you, buddy. Caps head coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics, more physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.